Begin my reflection with the words of Shinran Shonin. Shinran Shonin の言葉をいただきたいと思います。合唱をお願いします。Please join me in 合唱。世の中安穏なれ、仏法広まれ。May peace and harmony prevail throughout the world. May the teachings of the Buddha spread. Namo Amida Butsu.Namo Amida Butsu, Namo 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 Amida Butsu. Once again, good morning everyone, and welcome to our October, it's not October, is it? It's November. It's already November senior gathering. もう10月の、senior gathering、11月ですね。11月になって senior gathering のようこそのご参加でございます。So I wanted to share with you all an interesting experience I had this past month in October. I had the opportunity to visit Salt Lake City. Have you ever been to Salt Lake City before? It's very beautiful. There's mountains all around. I'd never been before. And I was able to go along with many of my colleagues from the Buddhist Churches of America. We went to attend the Parliament of the World's Religions.私は、世界宗教の集まりが、ソルトレイクシティの、ユータ州のソルトレイクシティにあって、私は先月は、それに行ってくることができました。まあ、他の会教士も、会教総長も一緒に行きました。So I went along with, the Bishop of the Buddhist, Churches of America was there, as well as the bishops from the Canada,the Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temples of Canada and the Hawaii Kyodan.We're all there, so it's a well-represented group. All the bishops were there, as well as many of the ministers, particularly from the Buddhist Churches of America. And it was a really interesting gathering. So it was a gathering of all the world's religions. So any religion you can imagine, Christianity, Islam,things very relatively minor religions like Zoroastrianism. I heard a very interesting presentation about the Zoroastrian religion, which is originally a religion from Persia, one of the oldest religions, and influenced many different religious traditions. Christianity also had some influence on Buddhism, especially Pure Land Buddhism. So, all these different religions, anything you could imagine, and things you'd never even imagined before. Lots of new religious movements seeking to combine all of the different religions. So I would walk through and people would see me in these robes. I was wearing my Buddhist robes and people would say, oh, here, come to our table. Let us tell you about our religion.Oh, you're a Buddhist? We have Buddhism too. And we also have Christianity and Islam. It's one religion that combines all the sacred teachings of the world. そして、世界のあらゆる宗教が代表されて、そして想像もつけないような新しい宗教もありましたね。このすべての世界の教えを一つに、合同するような宗教も。ありまして本当に面白かったですね。There were, during the conference, I had the opportunity to see a parade of angels praying for world peace. They were wearing all white from head to toe, men and women, and they were parading through the Salt Palace, which is the Salt Lake City Convention Center, all together dressed in white, and they all had angel wings on their back with blue LED lights surrounding them.So this parade of angels coming through, there were, I saw a wizard with a disco ball on the end of a tree limb and a silver hat. I saw other Buddhist priests. I saw all kinds of different people. And it was very interesting. And everybody came together to talk about religion and to understand each other's traditions.And actually, this Parliament of the World's Religions has been going on for over 100 years. The first Parliament was held in 1893.
この世界宗教の集まり会議は100年以上にあります。一番初めて集まったのは1893年、100年以上前にシカゴに集まりました。
And they gathered originally at the site of the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. It was a very big event. And the purpose of the Chicago World's Fair was to show the world that America had arrived. America was a powerful, important country on par with other countries, and to show the superiority of American technology. And the purpose of the Parliament of the World's Religions was to show the superiority of American religion, especially Protestant Christianity. So that was the spirit of the first parliament, to get everyone together and to show how wonderful and how great American Christianity was.
一番最初のこの集まりはアメリカのキリスト教が世界の最も素晴らしい宗教であるとシカゴを舞台にしてそういうふうな集まりでした。
And it's very interesting because Buddhist monks and Hindu leaders heard about it and they said, oh, we'll go too. And they showed up and they stole the show. There was one Hindu leader in particular by the name of Swami Vivekananda who absolutely stole the show. He got more attention than anybody else. Everybody loved what he had to say. And he started a new trend. The idea that let's come together and learn about each other.
そして、一番最初の集まりでは、Vivekananda さんという、インドの、ヒンズー教のお坊さんが来て、とっても素晴らしいお話をして、みんながこれもっと知りたいと。いうことで、それは方向を変えて、それからまたみんなお互いに理解し合おうという集まりになったんですね。
So it's continued for over 100 years, and when I went there, it was very interesting because I was there and I talked to all different people, and no one once tried to convert me to their religion.
まあ一人も私を自分の宗教に改宗しようという。ことはしませんでした。
I talked to Christians, I talked to people from the Islamic faith, from the Jewish faith, and all different people, and they came and they saw me dressed like this, and they came to, we had a Buddhist sacred space. The Salt Lake Buddhist Temple is actually across the street from the convention center. So many people came, and they all came to ask questions and to learn.
していろいろな人が私のところに私がいるところに来て仏教のついての質問をしたんですね。
They asked me questions like, "Do you have a pope?"
こういうポープがいますかと。
So I told them about our Gomonshu, who's kind of like the pope, a little bit different, but we have an important leader. So I talked about the Gomonshu, and I talked about the teachings of the Buddha. And one of the most interesting experiences I had was that in the Buddhist sacred space, so we set up a little kind of mini Buddhist temple.In the convention center, where people could come, and it was next, right across the way from the Native American spirituality area, where they had Native American dancing and spirituality, and there was a little mini Christian church, and Muslim, like a little kind of mini mosque, and there was a Hindu temple, and so there are all these different little sacred spaces in one big room, one hall in the convention center.And many, many people came to the temple and one of the little sacred space. And I noticed particularly there are a lot of people from South Asia. People, looking at them, you think they were, perhaps Indian or Sri Lankan. And they came in and they, without asking any questions, they walked right up and they bowed right down to the ground before the statue of the Buddha.
そしてこういうインド系の人たちがよく来て、で、仏様の前に五体投地をする体を全部床にして拝むことをしました。
And I thought this was very interesting. So I asked them, are you from Sri Lanka? Because Sri Lanka is a country that's mostly Buddhist. So I said, are you from Sri Lanka? And they said, oh no, we're from India. I'm a Hindu. So even though they're not Buddhist, they're Hindu, they said, but we revere the Buddha as one of our great teachers.And one gentleman whipped out his iPhone and he showed me, let me show you a picture of my home shrine. And so he pulled up a picture of his home shrine that he carries around on his iPhone. And he opened it up for me and he showed me the shrine in the middle was one of the Hindu gods, one of the Hindu deities. But then off to the side, he zoomed in and showed me there was a statue of the Buddha. He says, I show reverence to the Buddha every day in my home shrine.
そしてヒンズー教の人が、私毎日ヒンズー教の神様を拝みながら釈迦様にも拝むということを言いました。
And so this was a wonderful gathering, and everybody was there to learn from each other, to understand each other, and also to think about the problems that we face in the world. Problems like war, problems like poverty and homelessness, and environmental problems like global warming, and all of these issues, pollution and so forth. People coming together and thinking as people of some religious tradition, as people of faith.As many say, how, what can we do?
そして宗教者としてこういう世界の問題に対してはどうすればいいという心もよく話し合いがありました。
And people came away with it, with this idea of, well, let's get together, let's work together.
そして協力をしてこの問題に向かい合おうというんですね。
So we have all of these little different traditions, especially here in America.We have so many different communities, so many different religions. Just here on South Claremont Street, right? You have the Buddhist temple, and if you go down about two blocks, there's the Macedonian Christian Church, and there's another Hindu temple. If you go right on, Mount Diablo, over toward the King Center, there's a Hindu temple over there. So just here in San Mateo, we have all these different traditions. We each have our own places, but we have some common values, caring for each other,helping each other so we can come together and work together.
そしてまあいろいろな宗教があるんですね。いろいろな教会とかお寺があるんですけど、みんなが協力をして同じ共通点がたくさんありますね。お互いに助け合うというのは全ての宗教が説かれるところだと思います。人に優しくしてあげる、困っている人を助かるとか、そういう環境を大切にするのは全ての、宗教が説かれる、価値観だと思います。
And I think this really also resonates with the spirit of Shinran Shonin. There's one of the most famous, phrases of Shinran is, May there be peace in the world.
世の中安穏なり。という Shinran Shonin がおっしゃるんですね。仏法広まれ。
May the teachings of the Buddha spread.And so here, if you come into our social hall, those of you who can read kanji characters can see there's a big poster that says Annon, peace and harmony. That's the spirit, peace and calm, the spirit of our tradition.
そして Annon というのはその念仏のお心ですね。
And so when Shinran says, may the teachings of the Buddha spread, I don't think he's saying, may all the Christians become Buddhist.
親鸞聖人が仏法を広まれというのは、キリスト教を信じている人が皆仏教になってほしいという心じゃないと私が思います。
I think that what 親鸞 means is, may we all turn our ears to the true teachings. The word Buddha means the awakened one, 仏法, the teaching of awakening. May we all turn our ears to the true teaching. For those of us who live in the Nembutsu, that's the teaching of the Buddha. But,Others may follow another true teacher, and we can respect them, and we can work together.
そして、まあ、仏法、そういう、ブッダは、仏法はブッダの教え。ブッダは悟ったもの、正しいことに目覚めた方。そして、その教え。から私たち念仏者はもちろん仏様の御教えですね。でも他のところで、キリスト教の人は、それを信じて、その教えに従って、充実した、お互いに助け合う人生ができたら、それも素晴らしい。というのは、親鸞聖人のお心だと思います。
So, I had many, many more wonderful experiences, at the parliament that I'll be happy to, share with all of you later if you're, interested in hearing more, but I wanted to, share with you a little bit of the inspiration.That I received from this wonderful gathering of people throughout the world from many religious traditions. I also got to eat delicious Indian food prepared by the Sikhs. That's one of their customs is to prepare food. And so they made lunch for over 2,000 people every day. They served lunch. So, but it's nothing in comparison to the delicious lunch that we'll have here today at our San Mateo Buddhist Temple.
で今日は私美味しい食べ物をたくさん食べたんですけど まあ、この最も美味しいのはこの新夜ギャドリングの料理ですから、それをもう楽しみにしています。
So I'll conclude here, once again with these words of 新南聖人。
じゃあ新南聖人の言葉で終わりたいと思います。世の中安穏なれ、仏法広まれ。
May there be peace and harmony prevailing throughout the world. May the teachings of the Buddha spread widely.
Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.